There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight, everyone. Kate Delaney once again, Memorial Day weekend special edition. Talking about some of the big stories so far that are making news both this year and things that we've talked about in the past. One of the biggest is the Boy Scout president calling for an end to a ban on gay leaders. We're going to talk about that in a second. Also coming up this hour, a conversation with somebody who switched gears. How many of you have done one thing in your life and then did a 180 and did something completely different after you were, if you were lucky enough, to retire from that job and go into something else? We're going to talk to my pal Lloyd Bly, who's in real estate now but was in manufacturing for like 40 years, and he talks about what it, how exciting it is, but what it was like to make that kind of a transition. All right, speaking of transitions, the Boy Scouts are doing that, and it's a familiar name if you remember. People forget that a very famous man, Robert Gates, took over the Boy Scouts as the president of the Boy Scouts, and on Thursday of last week, he called for an end to the ban on gay troop leaders, because there's been a ban on troop leaders who are gay. So Robert Gates told a meeting of the organization in Atlanta. This is a quote from him. He said, "We cannot ignore the social, political, and the rest of the implications of not changing this rule, of not changing it." So a lot of reaction is starting to trickle in, and people this weekend may be chewing on this question. It's part of the buzz in the backyard. Is this the right thing to do or not? He said he would not ask the board to vote to drop the ban, but that they have to consider the proposal, even if the board votes to end the ban. He said that sponsors for each of the 100,000 troops nationwide could set their own rules for their troops' leaderships. He said such a rule, and this is a quote from Gates, would allow all churches, which sponsor some 70% of the scouting units, to establish leadership standards consistent with their faith. So how about that? So basically he's saying, listen, if you don't, I'll cut through the clutter. He's saying if you don't agree with the rule, don't panic, because this is the way the country is now, socially, politically. Judicial changes are happening. So we can't ignore the elephant in the room. But you can vote yourself. You can decide what you want to do. Now, part of the problem is that the number of gay scouts are growing, and they voted 2 years ago to allow openly gay scouts. And just the other month, the Greater New York Council said it was hiring the first openly gay Eagle Scout, and who was going to work as a camp leader in the summer. So there is absolutely pressure to make big changes, but he's saying you can do what you want to do. That's what I'm suggesting for the board, but it's up to the board to make the ultimate decision on what they're going to do, and we know that. It's up to them, and there's a lot of pressure because you have a lot of Boy Scouts who are Christian, and you have a lot of parents who are furious over the idea of that. And I think I think he was right, because there's lawsuits that could pile up, and he certainly had to express that. But ultimately, the decision is going to be up to it's going to be up to the group themselves, more than just making it a policy, because it's probably not going to be voted on as a policy, period. It's interesting because Ireland has just had this vote on same-sex marriage, and we know that, as he is saying, socially, even off our shores, this is the kind of, this is being discussed. This is what people are deciding on. So, and probably wherever you are right now, if you went somewhere for Memorial Day and you're listening to me, and you're someplace else, heading into the Memorial Day weekend, there was big news out of Baltimore. Those six police officers were indicted in Freddie Gray's death. And I don't think that's a surprise, because it looked like that indictment, of course, was going to happen. The officers are free on bail, and then they're arraigned in July, in the beginning of July, like July 2nd. And we know the story, right? But in case you don't, Gray was the 25-year-old who died back in April in the hospital a week after he had that severed spinal injury, when he was arrested on the street, or when he was driven around in the police van, is what they're saying. And he was handcuffed face down, and they say he wasn't secured in the van where he was. And of course, there was massive reaction, lots of protesting, lots of violence. There was a citywide curfew. Dozens of people were arrested. A lot of police officers were injured. And now there's been calm in Baltimore since the announcement of the police officers being charged and now indicted in this case. And this is going to be one to, this is going to be one to watch. Thousands of people marched, not just in Baltimore, but New York City, over his death. And what happens, what does the jury decide, and how this all goes down, I think is, you know, it's a reflection of what's happening in the culture and what's also happening with police. Can you imagine being on the other side of this? Can you imagine being a police officer? I have family members who are cops and good guys and really don't want to hassle with people, want to help people. And they talk about something that isn't really talked about as much in public, but the fact that they have targets on their back because of some of the things that happened and the attitudes that are starting to permeate in suburbs and small cities and towns all over this country. In fact, if you have some thoughts on that, send it to me, americatonight.net. We're doing a lot of research on what police departments are like, how many members of the force have been threatened, what it's like when they stop people to give them a ticket, and, you know, what are the scarier things. And I think it always comes back to domestic violence, but we're going to do a whole week of The Boys in Blue and look at all aspects of what's going on in the country. Also heading into the weekend, Bill Cosby's name came up again. It seemed like he disappeared from the headlines, at least temporarily, and you know, he did. But now an ex-supermodel has decided she's going to sue Bill Cosby. So he's back again. Sued for defamation. This is by Janice Dickinson, who is a pretty famous model. A lot of people remember her because she dated Sylvester Stallone, I think a couple of other famous people, but she was also a sought-after model in her time. And there have been now 20 women who have spoken out about these allegations of misconduct by Bill Cosby. And remember, this story really broke in 2014, and it seemed like every other week something was coming out about something else that had happened with Bill Cosby. And it was Janice Dickinson that said in an interview that Cosby sexually assaulted her in the 80s after they had dinner in Lake Tahoe. And his attorney, a guy named Martin Singer, is saying the story is a lie. He did it immediately, and it said it contradicted her own autobiography in an interview she did with the New York Observer. So it's been kind of quiet on the Cosby front, but certainly things are happening in the background. There are other people that are considering lawsuits as well against Bill Cosby. And I guess, you know, there was 20, and then the number went up to 30, although he hasn't been charged with any crimes at this point, and of course he denies doing anything wrong. I hope you're enjoying your Memorial Day weekend, and you're going to enjoy the rest of this hour, so stay with us here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you in the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. I am really excited about the guy that we have waiting in what I like to call our virtual green room. His name is Lloyd Bly, and he's with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. And here's the deal. I was out speaking about what's your wow, and I think everybody has a wow. So he folds in nicely to this it's your business, and he was the lucky winner of, you know, pulling out cards in a hat or a jar, I can't even remember what it was, to join us on America Tonight. And I'm sure he's probably already had his cup of coffee already, or maybe he doesn't even drink coffee. Hey, Lloyd, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate.
Are you a coffee guy?
Actually, I drank it for so many years, I had to change the tea after a while.
I love that. You know, more people are saying that they were diehard coffee people, and then they started to feel like the effects of coffee or caffeine or whatever, and then they switched to tea. You're like the 10th person, really, seriously, within 2 weeks that told me that. How interesting is that? All right, so... tell me about jumping into, you know, how did you get into the career that you find yourself in now? How did you get into that space? Because I bet you didn't start out there, did you?
No, actually, I didn't. I spent a long time, what some people call commercial. I was in heavy industry, manufacturing on a technical side, and spent what I call a career there, 40-some years, but... after a while, you get to kind of grow up there, and you decide, well, maybe let's try something else. And for several years, I was thinking about the real estate market and how active it was, and I felt like with the number of people I had met over the years and the various experiences I had, that real estate just sounded very exciting to me.
So when you make that leap, like you say, 40 years in manufacturing, and you certainly have gotten to know lots of people in business, and you decide, okay, this is interesting to me. I'm going to take this leap. I'm going to do this. Is it kind of scary when you finally decide you're going to do it, or no, it's really exciting?
Well, I'm one of those people that is very detailed, and I read a lot, and because I had that background, I really evaluated several different opportunities and, second application, so to speak, and I felt very comfortable, actually, the more I thought about it. Heavy industry with some of the larger companies in the country, I moved around several times, so I was well familiar with that aspect of real estate buying and selling, and had an appeal to me.
Yeah, it's a hot time for real estate now, especially in Texas. You being in Texas, what is that? And they always say as you watch real estate, that's one of the economic indicators as to how well we're doing in the country. Have you found that in certain areas, houses and commercial properties are just flying off the shelf, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly, and there really isn't just certain areas. I mean, as you know, I'm in Dallas, and Dallas-Fort Worth area is very hot. Some say it's white hot. It's just been really exciting.
Is it at that point when we say it's just white hot and people are excited about it, it's unbelievable, is that the kind of is that what we call where people are literally calling you? They see a property, they see your name somewhere, boom, and you're getting the calls, and you're getting a lot of incoming instead of so much of you beating the shoe leather.
Well, yeah, we do see quite a bit of that, for sure. Our office is very active, and we get many calls into it. I get calls directly also. But what's happening, of course, is there's such a demand. Housing inventory has fallen behind, and that makes the buyer even more nervous, so to speak, in trying to get a home that they're looking for.
So, in other words, then it's a great time if you're selling a house, because if somebody wants to get in, and do you find in your experience, if somebody wants it, they want it no matter what, and they try whatever they have to do to try to get into that place?
Well, they really do. Many houses are selling more than the list price, and it becomes very competitive amongst buyers on the bidding side as to just where they're going to bid over the list price. That's a different market. Really unusual in a way. I haven't seen it that heavy before in my years.
Is there a certain price point? What's the hottest price point for people listening? I think that's interesting. Is it in the 400 to 500 range or more, or 200 range or less, or what's the sweet spot, I guess?
Well, I think there's several of them. There's still a lot of buyers that are looking under 200, and that is it's an extremely tight market for those people that are in that particular buying area. But in the 350 to 550 range is extremely hot. That's a huge area in the Dallas Metroplex. You know, with all the large businesses moving in, many of those people are buying in that area. We've got these large companies coming in from California and consolidation of headquarters and whatnot. So that price range, 350 to, say, 500, is very hot.
What would you tell somebody, and because I think this is such useful information for people all over the country, what would you tell somebody to look for when they're buying a house? Is there like a list you should put together of, okay, when you go in, think about this. Here's some things to think about. What do you tell people?
Well, oddly enough, maybe it depends on their age, too. The younger folks need a little more guidance sometimes, just to help them along into what the house has, first of all, I haven't sit down so that we can talk about what they're really looking for. Are you just looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, or 4-bedroom, whatever? Did you want a family room, dining room? You know, a lot of people do away with dining rooms these days. Do you want a porch? I mean, go through the whole thing with them. Make sure that we're all on the same page, because, of course, that helps me as a realtor in finding. I have to understand thoroughly what they really want so that we can find what they want, because there's so many opportunities, there's so many options But now the older buyers, usually they pretty well know what they want. They've moved two or three times maybe. They know pretty much what they're looking for in layout and design and energy efficiency. And so they're a little different market to handle.
Yeah, it's interesting how you broke that down, because you're right. It depends. First time versus somebody who's flipping something over versus somebody who is, you know, maybe in their third house even. And, you know, and speaking of flipping, that's also very hot, where a group of people get together and they're investors and they're buying properties. Have you seen a lot of that?
We see quite a bit of that. It was really hot this last year and a half, 2 years, as we came out of the recession. And that has actually caused some problems for the so-called single buyers, independent buyers, because they're looking for homes to buy at equally good prices. And some of that market has gone away, so this has actually increased prices for those folks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've always wondered this. When you're on the real estate side of it, when you're, you know, you see all these properties, sometimes do you see these properties and you think, man, I really want this. I wish I just had a spare, you know, $2 million and I would buy this house and I would buy that. I think I would fall in love with some of these houses that I was showing, frankly. Do you find that happens to you, Lloyd?
I definitely do, right? That's, you really get the itch to want to jump into them, because there are a lot of very nice homes and properties out there.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So I mentioned that I did this speech and you were there for What's Your Wow. What is your wow? Is your wow the fact that you made the jump that we talked about and you went from a career that was, you know, was going on for 4 years and you decided, man, this is now I'm jumping into something else and I think this is the right move. Was that your wow, making that switch?
You know, I think my wow is the company that I work for, Berkshire Hathaway Homes. And because I have so many, I can become a one-stop shop with, because we're part of Berkshire Hathaway and because we're part of what's called Penn Fed Credit Union, too, which is very unusual for, you know, a realtor to have that. To me, that gives me a lot of flexibility to help my client, to help them where he would find a better mortgage in my house, so to speak. And and there's a lot of other advantages too, that new cars that they can buy through the credit union, that type of thing. So most realtors don't have that to add. And when I put that together, of course, that's separate from me being a realtor, but it sure does help me in provide more services to my clients.
Yep. All right. I love that. One house, under one house, that does make it easier. Lloyd Bly, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, PenFed Realty, Texas. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much, Kate. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
They sleep in a coma, yeah, 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 they speak in a code I don't understand.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's been July with extended overnight.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'll write this to you in reverse. Someone better call a hearse. I can see it all for you. Just a few minutes in. Now that life all's gone. Pulling my words in my life, oh God. I've seen it in your eyes.
I say this constantly, so I feel like a parrot, but it's so true. I am overwhelmed by the amount of email that we get on America Tonight. You know, I worked in New York and Dallas and big markets and different times where I was working during the day. Certainly we got email, but nothing like the avalanche of email that I get from all of you listening to America Tonight. And bravo, I appreciate it because it's... I think something that you think about, a lot of you are downloading America Tonight at GCNLive.com, which is great because you're listening to it at different times of the day if you missed it or you have different schedules and whatnot. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember for the rest of you hearing this for the first time, if you want to unload on something, one event, you want to go deeper into whatever it is that infuriates you, you can send me an email at AmericaTonight.net. On that note, let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from Jimmy, who says, Kate, did you see Chris Christie the other day when he was on James Fallon's show? He is definitely running. And, of course, we already know that. I do have to say this. He does have that Jersey glibness that I kind of like of the funny, where he pokes fun at himself and he's able to poke fun at things that are going on in his life. But I don't think he would make a good president anyway. And I absolutely don't think that he'll get the nomination. So I wonder, is, you know, this about something else? Do you think he could become the VP candidate? Do you think he's somebody that'll be on the same ticket as the person who ultimately wins the nomination for the Republicans? Boy, I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I would have said that a year ago. I would have said, well, when he first came out and there wasn't, you know, there were other people talking about, oh, I'd like, I'm looking down the road at 2016. I'm interested in that. He didn't, there wasn't a lot of takers then. You know, when Henry Kissinger went to see him and talked him into, hey, you should think about running for president and all that during the whole Mitt Romney stuff and perhaps have run then. There was a lot of excitement about Chris Christie. He was on the cover of a lot of magazines, and people liked his energy and funniness and whatnot. But then people in New Jersey said, well, wait a second, he's not your governor, and you don't know this, this, and this. And then other stories started to happen. The bridge thing happened. So my answer is that I absolutely agree. He doesn't win the nomination. Does he end up as a VP? I don't think so. I don't think he ends up as the VP at all. It depends on who gets it, but I don't think he would have the draw. You think of the areas where you need to really make some noise, and it depends on who gets it as to who the other person is. But like a Marco Rubio, if he doesn't get it, maybe he's on the VP list. I'm not sure. But would he want to be the VP over a senator? It's going to be interesting. It's actually much more fascinating than I thought it originally would be heading toward this next election, because it's really, really wide open. How about this one from Charlie, who says, Kate, did you happen to see the story about some of the security lapses that they found at Bush 1's place at his home? What is going on with the Secret Service, whether they are covering our retired guys or the people who currently occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? There seems to be a big problem with the Secret Service. Yeah, there was a huge story in the Washington Post that where they talked about they had an alarm at Bush's house George H.W. Bush's house, the first one, like you said, and they didn't fix this alarm. They had these repairs that weren't fixed, so there was a broken alarm at the Houston house, and they finally fixed it, but it had been a long time. It was like over a year, and then they also reviewed other things in the main house, and it also had alarms that needed to be fixed. It's like, what do they do? What do they think? They're like regular Americans? Hey, we don't feel like paying for our alarm. Let's just have it, like, the signs up, and let's not pay the alarm. I mean, but in all seriousness, that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot to have an ex-president in two different places where you don't even have the alarm system up. And they said during the period, they had an extra agent who patrolled the property that some of the Secret Service were questioning whether that made up for the absence of any kind of an alarm. They needed technology upgrades and security. And so then, of course, when this happens, then the Department of Homeland Security says, oh, yes, it's, you know, this is one of our top priorities. This is a top priority for the new Secret Service Director, Joe Clancy. Give me a break. I mean, everywhere we turn, there are problems with the Secret Service. To replace a failing system for more than a whole year of a ex-president that where you're a sitting target for any nutball? Wow. This is an area where I think Democrats and Republicans can agree. This is ridiculous. I mean, there is such mismanagement with the Secret Service. Joe Clancy, boy, you better just get a list on your desk of every single thing and every single person the Secret Service has to do with and go through it. Have an accountability session. Because there's just more and more that continues to drop. It's crazy. Yes, crazy. All right, this one from William, who says, Kate, Hillary Clinton absolutely is going to be the nominee for the Dems, which I think is hilarious because I believe that maybe she could have won in 2008, but the Democrats messed her over by pulling in Obama early. I don't think that she wins this election. I don't even know if it's close, and I guess it depends on who the GOP ends up selecting. But also on the Democratic side of things, there is no challenger. There's no sizzle. There's no excitement. There's no one to debate. You think they're going to force Biden to jump into the race just to make it look good? Well, if I'm Joe Biden, I certainly would be not wanting to be in that position. But, you know, it goes back to the whole ego thing. I said this the other day. Somebody visits you, somebody high up in the party, and they tell you how fabulous you are and how you really do have a shot at it. And, gosh, the party loves you and people like you and you'd make a tremendous president. Your ego starts to swell up and you think of the power that you would, you know, command. And this is the ultimate seat after doing XYZ in politics for so long. And I think people get talked into it. They get excited about it, get talked into it, and so sure, there will be other people that will throw their name into the ring, but there's nobody that gets by Clinton unless Clinton stepped away on her own. If somebody had the goods on Clinton, like not innuendo and not even this book that's coming out, something where they could really, they nailed it with something that you couldn't get around, well then of course, like we've seen with other candidates who dump out of different races, but I don't think they're going to find it. I really don't. I don't think that's going to happen. All right. Let me move on to this one. This one from Alex, who asks the key question. How about this? Loretta Lynch, Kate. I don't know that I would be a fan of hers or not, but I frankly feel like you do for a long time. I remember listening to you years ago, and you said that Eric Holder was a liability, not just to the country, but also to Obama, and you would have pink-slipped him a long time ago. Now he's a lame duck. I say just get this confirmation done and let's go. You know, it's so funny because Loretta Lynch, she's in now. There's no question. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pushed for it. It's all happening. They got over the hurdle of what was a problem. Human trafficking bill was a huge problem. What was the problem with amendments and things? They were trying to stick to things, playing politics, and now it's just a done deal. It's a done deal. So it was crazy, though, how long it took for this to happen, because it was over 160 days. So having Eric Holder as the lame duck, I'll say lame duck, but as the attorney general after he resigned for that long of a period is just insanity. It's just insanity, isn't it? All right, how about this one from Chip? Hey, Delaney, I've been listening for a while. I've meant to email you, and every single time, you know how it is, something else gets in the way. So finally I decided I'm just going to send this email, and that's it. So I find that what's happening with healthcare is absolutely appalling in this country. You did a story on your last show where you talked about 11% is the cost that's gone up for most people, out-of-pocket costs, and also for the employers too as well, that on all sides of this everybody was getting hit. And I don't understand that there was so much excitement for the Affordable Care Act, and then we get this dumped on us, and look what's happened. Would things have risen that quickly? I'm going to say no, because even if healthcare costs went up and out-of-pocket money went up, it would have never gotten to this point so quickly. So let's hope that something eases the pain of the burden that we're all feeling when it comes to our health, especially when there's such a great big push to do preventative measures so that we don't all fall apart and get these horrific diseases and things that seem to be multiplying at rapid rates. What do you think? Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. 11% was shocking to hear that, but not surprising, because I've seen it. I've seen what's going on with people being dumped out of employers' roles, and then you're on the plan and you can't believe it because it's so different from what you had in years past. And it's you understand that healthcare costs would go up, but not to the amount, and the deductibles are insane. So the good news was the pre-existing, and for some people who couldn't get healthcare, but not for the middle class, really. That's where the squeeze was on, as I've said many times. All right, that's it for, once again, another edition of Checking Your Mail. Remember, you can always email us, americatonight.net.
constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Know what the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone.
All right, as we skid across the finish line for this hour of America Tonight, talking about a couple of things that we kick things off with the money game. Of course, the Clintons deepen the money getting the donations for the PACs, but also having some splaining to do with the Clinton Foundation. That story is dominating everything. And plus the Benghazi committee calling Hillary Clinton to testify twice. She's been called to testify before, and so now it's happening again, and she says she's going to do it. So, you know, and then we've got, sadly, the drone killings of the hostages. But Congressman Pete King says, listen, it's unavoidable, this accidental killing. It's terrible, but it's unavoidable that this happened. You know, often people will get upset over, well, we shouldn't be flying the drones, we shouldn't use drones, and the drones are the problem. Well, we've got to come up with other ways to fight these wars, because U.S. law forbids purposely targeting, of course, American citizens, even if they are members of terrorist groups overseas. So remember that. And I mean, it's horrible for the relatives, there's no question about it, especially as they were, the American was a hostage taken by Al-Qaeda, and the same with the Italian guy is as well, but the president taking a lot of time to go over that, the fact that he was sorry that happened, obviously, but the family's, of course, devastated by the news, without a doubt. If you want to throw in, you can, 855-266-5283. We've got Dan listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
You played my theme song.
Bad to the bone. I love that song.
That's me. Okay. I think our little girl Hillary and her little hubby Bill are going to go to jail.
You do. You think this is it?
I read a little bit, and I listened also to Rush today,
mm-hmm.
and he gave a point-by-point thing of why they are guilty of nothing less than treason. And I'm telling you, there's a whole lot of other shoes that are going to fall. And our boy, Mr. Obama, better back as far away from them as he can, and even have his new person in charge of dispensing justice with the Justice Department go after Hillary for the violations that she lied to even Obama about the contributions that was being made to the slush fund. And do you know that they only spend 15% of the money that they bring in, and they don't designate it for the charity fund that they have? They keep the money for themselves, and it's spread out through the largesse of the company as salaries for the people that are in it. Plus, 60% goes for other things that need to be taken
yes.
care of. And
yeah.
60% of other things is Chelsea, Bill, and Hillary. And we're talking in the neighborhood of $350 million, which you already know.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
And on the Petraeus thing, Mr. Obama's going to find out that he has no friends in the military. There's going to be some payback on that. Any way they can embarrass him, they will. He's got the CIA that are very upset with him. He's got a whole bunch of people looking for his scalp. And I don't think I'm even going to have to worry about impeachment. I think there may be something else in the works. There's too many people that know too much, and it's going to be a bad day for Jared and Obama before too long. I think all hell's about to break loose, especially with this Hillary debacle. I mean, my God, giving away American uranium to that
the Russian company,
Russian company. That is absolutely tantamount to treason. You do not give aid and comfort to an enemy or even a potential enemy. And Russia has never, never, never been our friend. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I mean, there's no question that let's find out what more specifics on that. But I think that's a takedown move, except for that they know how to dance around things similar to this. But I don't know. Maybe they can. Maybe this is the one time the Clintons get taken down, that this transparency thing doesn't matter, that this is it. They're going down.
Well, there's an old adage in the stock market that says bulls make money, bears make money, and pigs get slaughtered.
Yeah.
These pigs are about to go to market.
Yeah. I love that saying, pigs get slaughtered. Yep, absolutely.
Okay, that's all from me, babe.
All right, you have a great weekend. Thanks, Dan. And it's true, pigs get slaughtered. It is a saying. He's right about that. It's funny, one of the sharks, Mr. Wonderful, uses that a lot when he gets upset with some of the deals that people are proposing for their companies, for a piece of their companies. But This is going to be tough for the Clintons. It is. And I think that's why Chelsea Clinton was out front and saying that we're transparent, we're going to be transparent, and now all of a sudden they're doing something different with the taxes. This could be the shift. I still have seen the Clintons in action so much and have seen them really pull out some miracles, some rabbits out of the hat. So you never know. It's certainly possible that this will just, again, be another speed bump. But boy, you say uranium, Russian company, Secretary of State, Clinton Foundation, little murky there, folks. I don't know. How do you dance around that? What is it you can possibly say? How do you pull that off that you legally, this was fine and there were no favors done or the perception of favors anyway? How about this? I didn't even mention this. Three Republicans who a lot of times stand against Obama's foreign policy split Thursday on confirming Loretta Lynch as Attorney General in a Senate vote that came 6 months after her nomination. Arizona Senator John McCain was among 43 Republicans opposed to Lynch. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, they rallied against Lynch's support for Obama's executive amnesty orders and other executive abuses as they see it, and said that right from the get-go, so that's true. McCain said it's the job of the U.S. Attorney General to represent the people of the United States and to do justice. It is not to serve as a policy instrument or cheerleader for the press. We had that with Holder. So it has to stop with this nomination. But Senators Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and a few other jumped in and joined the 56 Democrats to confirm her as the nation's first black female attorney general. Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire is another one of those, Ayotte, and she said, I believe she's clearly qualified, has the necessary experience to serve as attorney general. Wonder if that'll bite her because she's facing re-election in 2016. But their split on the confirmation was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting to see how that went down. And Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who announced his Republican presidential candidacy last month, was traveling, so he didn't even vote in this. Remember, part of what set this up was a compromise on the trafficking bill, which was reached and approved on Wednesday, so that paved the way pretty much for the Lynch vote. But there were some Republicans who broke ranks and backed Lynch. Mark Kirk from Illinois, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, Portman, remember he was considered to be a presidential contender and at one point. Rob Portman also, and also faces re-election, by the way, in 2016. All right, everybody, make it count, and thanks for listening to America Tonight.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products.
Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.